2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. As a small business owner, it's really easy to just assume and get yourself into this mindset that you need to know all of the answers. You know your business best, you should know how to run it, it's not that difficult. You just create a sale, you sell something to somebody, they give you money, and it all just works. But it just doesn't. And the problem with that, of course, is that you can't know everything yourself. That's why we work in teams. So when you need to reach out and maybe bounce a few ideas around, ask some questions, get some answers, you need a business coach or someone who can advise you. Now, we are joined today by one of the best business coaches I have ever had the pleasure to work with. His name is John Hardy. He works with a group of ideas all in this business called Peak Consulting, and absolutely worth a conversation. He drinks great coffee. So John, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be in the studio with you, Jackie, and thank you for that introduction. That's really, really cool.
Now, of course, if anybody needs to see any more from John, the easiest thing to do is to jump on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Look at your coaching website. Yeah. You've got a lot of content out there and so much for free.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally.
And it's such quality work. Of course, every time I watch anything which you put out there for free, or any of your audio, your podcasts or your video, I always think, my goodness, if this is the free stuff, what the hell do I get if I pay for it?
Oftentimes in my free stuff, I'm actually illustrating what I'm actually doing with my clients, telling the stories and the principles that are actually at work in a very real way with clients in that moment. So I'm trying to stay current, and that's fun because I've come up with this. I've got a new podcast I want to do called Something or Anything. And that came out of a conversation I had with a client. I guess a lot of people do Something or Anything, and I'm going to be doing that on one of my podcasts. Cool. And so I try to listen to where my clients are at and then relate the conversation to them and help them understand how to go about doing that. But in your introduction, you said, you know, business people think they can do everything and they fall over many times because they are good in some areas and poor in many areas. And that's why they actually employ staff to actually do those. But they sometimes don't understand, yes, I need some bodies around me, but they actually haven't given those bodies the right focus or attention. And so those kind of things are really fun to help them do. Like this morning I got an email from one of my new clients who's just put a new advert in the Farmers Weekly because he does these massive sheds. And he's just so proud of the ad. It's looking good and it's on the right page, nice. On the right sex side as well. So we've done all of that and it's just fantastic. So helping clients get clarity is one of the most powerful things that I'm actually working on in the conversations when I'm working with my clients, yeah.
Because it's the old thing, isn't it? Often people get into small business because they know how to do something really well, or they're fed up with working with somebody else who's not doing it right.
Yes.
They believe they can do a better job, and often we can.
Yes.
But if you're to trot out the old e-myth, we are that technician.
Correct.
And just because we're the right person to do the work doesn't necessarily mean that we're the right people to run the business.
Oh, that's it, right. So I've got an artist who's just started to step away from being full-time work and part-time artist to be full-time professional artist.
Scary step.
It is, but he discovered, I have got no clue about finances. Mm. He can't do it. He's computer illiterate. So we put somebody around him to actually help him. He's interfered and caused problems, which is what you do, because it's your business. But he's learned that it really is no good for me to do that whatsoever. Let my bookkeeper not only handle the bookkeeping, but actually handle the invoicing, which he's been messing up. And he's not got many transactions, but messed them up. Mm. And he's realized that. And it's so good for business owners to get those aha moments to know, what should I really focus on, which is another part of what I'm really about, and where should I not focus?
Yep.
And so having those conversations is really cool. And I met somebody last night who's seen him after he's come out to be a professional artist, and he's oozing confidence.
Fantastic.
Which is just great. Mm. So I'm really stoked to hear that about him, about how people are perceiving him and his work. I mean, it's just improving. He's a pastel artist, and it's fantastic.
Not a space I understand at all. I even have problems pricing my services, let alone my artwork.
Yes.
It is interesting that you say that, because I've now got a person who answers all my phones.
Yes.
And manages my diary, which came out of the fact that I was missing more calls than I was actually taking, because by the time you return the calls, it's, anyway, you know how that goes.
Yes.
Which is great to be busy.
Yeah.
But I realised after a period of time is that I'm actually earning more money because she's in play. And it's not because she's actually taking more calls than I did.
No.
It's because she doesn't have the authority to discount and I get sucked into the stories.
Yes.
So all of a sudden she's worth her weight in gold because she can't. So that convinced me I'm absolutely hands off there because...
Because you're recognising your weakness. Mm. And this is what we do in business. We staff to our weaknesses, not play around in them. So get someone to actually do that. I've got one of my clients who's done the same thing, a very busy business in the cleaning world, lots of phone calls, he's given it to virtual assistants to do that. His time recouping has been one of the most valuable things that he's actually found. He's not chasing his tail all day, trying to follow up phone calls. His team that he's employed doing that, his brain is clearer and he can focus on growing his business. Yeah. And he's about to put his second team member on to go on the road. So there'll be three of them on the road. It's just fantastic. Mm. So it's proven for him, it actually grows his business.
Well, I was reading something the other day, and I'm in the process of transitioning my businesses and doing some other things, is that if you cannot put a system and people in place to make you redundant, you cannot scale.
Yes.
So if you want to scale your business, or at least get half of your life back, you have to let go of some of these things, and that's the challenge.
Absolutely it is.
I found out something amazing the other day. May I share it with you?
Yeah, please.
You know what? Things don't actually have to be done my way every time. Who knew?
Who knew? And this is the fault of business owners, is that they know how to do a lot of things. So let's contrast that they know to do some things, but some businesses are really clever people and they can do a lot of things. Mm. And then they employ some staff and they do it a different way. And they then struggle with the fact that that's happening and feeling disempowered.
Mm.
But learning to flip that switch to empower their staff. And I use this model that I stole from, I think, a video webinar type thing, the stop, start, stay model of two circles intertwined.
Okay.
So you just draw two circles intertwined. On the left is stop, in the middle is stay, and on the right is start. And you've got to figure out, as a business owner, where in your world are the things that you need to stop doing and handing them over. And it takes some time. So I get my guys to do my priority system, record what you're doing for 2 or 3 weeks, and let's figure out what it is that we need to stop, what it is that we can stay doing, and what it is that we can start doing and being innovative. Because you as the business owner need to be, which is another one of my little eyes down, eyes up, eyes forward, is you need to be, you know, way into the future, looking where you're going and having the time. And if you don't stop doing things, you don't get the time back to actually be still and listen and think about where you're going strategically.
And you end up in that do work, find work seesaw, which is just a merry-go-round you will never in.
And then you're working long hours and you're killing yourself.
And you can't think.
No, you can't.
When you're just racing about like a lunatic.
No, you can't.
Absolutely.
And so you've got to have time. And I often will encourage my clients to do a strategic hour once a week somewhere, sometime, where they have a coffee, a journal, and a pen or a pencil.
Yeah.
So it's really tactile and everything else is shut off.
Yep.
So they can allow the noise that's going around in their head, get through that noise and get to the deepest stuff that's going on inside of them. And I let them know it just takes some time, but that's okay.
You've got to give yourself permission to do that as well.
Yes, you do. And that's part of, as a business owner, understanding where you give yourself permissions. So oftentimes I will tell them, in your diary, book that in for you. And when somebody says, oh, can I see you such and such? No, I have an appointment. Even though that appointment might be with yourself or whatever,
well, it's your appointments.
You have an appointment and they're really important for you.
But those appointments is really with your future.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an appointment. Yes. I have an appointment with my future self. What?
Yes.
Well, and that itself could be a great conversation.
Absolutely. Mm. Right now, I've got lots of ideas flooding my brain with other podcast topics.
Yeah, absolutely.
To actually do. And that's the power of being in this space when you know what you're good at and letting those things naturally come out of you. So I've got a client who wants to learn to write. And I helped her discover that she's continued to write, but she hasn't realized it. She's just written in her business world, not in her personal world. And when she saw that, she goes, she showed me her journals on business, and they're thick with all this great content. I said, what we're gonna do is translate that into your personal world. And she's a poet. Mm. And so then I showed her how to do the serendipitous moments where you're listening to yourself and you listen to, and you have that, that means this. Capture that thought. And I showed her that's how I initially figured out how to actually start my own podcasts. Mm. Capturing those insights that are inside of you naturally and just let it flow. It's really, really cool.
I must admit, just talking with you now, which is, of course, the sign of a good conversation with respectful peers and business coaching type space. Of course, we're both working in this space. I'm just going, now I need to stop recording because I've got to write down all these things.
Yes.
And that's the I've obviously got a series of notes here. But
good.
And that's the thing, it's about having these conversations. So if people are feeling a bit stuck out there, they're listening to you going, I just don't know what to do, or I don't... It's not even a case of I don't know what to do next, is it often? It's a case of I've got these 16,000 ideas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where do I start? How do I bring this down to something or other?
Yes.
How do they have a conversation with you, John?
I love having coffees or meeting in boardrooms or in offices. So having a one-on-one meeting with key business owners, leaders, professionals, and just talking together. Mm. And so I've got a number of different tools that I can pull out. I've got a circle tool, I've got a priority tool, I've got a reflection tool, I've got lots of different things. So I'm trying to hear what that person might need, or sometimes it's just having a conversation. And what I do is I take dot point notes and do that, and I can have two or three pages of points of notes as we talk, just drawing the person out and then reflecting back, this is what you've said, and helping them get their own clarity. I should work on this, this, and this. And I then say, well, let's do that together and let's see what we can actually do to make a change.
And the nice thing about your tools, John, having seen a number of them, is that they work for people who think in structures.
Yes.
They also work for people who think creatively, because you've got different tools, effectively different formats of the same thing.
Correct.
So I don't need to think in straight lines to work with you.
Yes.
I don't need to think in mind maps to work with you.
Yes.
Your flexibility is around that ability to work both.
And I love the fact when my clients come up with creativity. So one of my clients came back after we'd done some brainstorming and conversation. He came back with this amazing mind map of his world. Mm. And he began to work systematically through those areas, and it helped give him the whole picture of his whole world. And it was color-coded and, you know, all the typical mind map. It looked absolutely fantastic. One of my clients, I did my priority log. He changed it into an Excel spreadsheet, color-coded what he did, so he could see, because he was working till 1 and 2 in the morning, and we changed that to working 9 to 5 and still had time in his day to actually play on Facebook, go for a coffee, relax, chill, read.
You mean touch his potential clients in a social media space,
That's right, no, play on Facebook. And, you know, giving yourself permission. And when he saw that, he realized, wow, I've actually been more efficient and he's more profitable. Mm. He's grown his business.
It's amazing, isn't it? Once you get that things in the right boxes.
So that's that whole distraction. So we think we have to work hard and frantic. No, we don't. We have to bring some systems into our world. And so as a coach, I'm listening to where they're at and helping them figure out where their systems are. So one of my new clients, his system was to put on a PA and then download to her. And that's been really, really good. And the other system was his bookkeeper was at this level and needed another level bookkeeper. Yeah. So thank you very much. Gained a new bookkeeper and getting them, because the business is going to be a multi-million dollar turnover business and lots of pressure in that and needing to have the documentation done quickly. Yeah. So, you know, changing those things. we want to put a manager on, but no, it's too late in the year. Yeah. We need to do some other things first to tidy up the business, you know, things like that to, you know, so learning to helping business owners to prioritize what is really important. Because oftentimes what businesses do, they live out of the urgent and they live out of adrenaline. And they'll burn themselves out doing that because not everything is important. Not everything needs to be done today.
It does.
Because tomorrow turns up and it's okay. I can do it tomorrow. And that's okay.
And I guess that's the working more slowly and deliberately.
Correct.
So if you're working deliberately, you're working towards something and making those steps.
And so that's the third element that I bring in is accountability. And so like just doing this advert, putting it out, seeing the advert come back, and I said, no, that's wrong. The elements were all right, but they were all in the wrong place. I said, you need to go back to your graphic designer, tell them to do this, this, and this, which they did. And it's interesting, some people, when you tell them to do what you want to do for you, they spork at that. So, you know, you've got to tell them, and they did it, and they did a great job. It looks fantastic, but owning the responsibility. So we have this conversation that I'm challenging him to build his team to do it the business, his business way. So train even the outsourced people who are working for his business, we're going to do it this way. This is our values, this is our culture, this is how we're going to communicate. So if you work for me, this is how we're going to. And I said, we build a team both internally and externally. So I'm having that conversation. And so I said, yes, I know you like her. And yes, you know, but no, she's not delivering. So what do we need to do? So I pose the questions. And that's part of what I do is it's really important for me as a coach. I can do mentoring. So I can do consulting and I can do leadership. But the most important area for me is to be a coach who asks powerful questions that will challenge my clients to think. And oftentimes I will use the silent pause just to pose the question and then sit.
People go, but just tell me what to do.
Now, if that sometimes that is the case. And so I will either try to pose the question in a different way or create a scenario. Or sometimes I actually have to say, I mean this. So let's now think about that question with what I mean.
Because people do run to the edge of their knowledge and and need someone to hold their hand just to take those next few steps before
that's right. Them. And then they
right.
And then away they go. And that's because I'm not with them 24/7. So I've got to have the capacity built into them so they can run 24/7 and know what it is that they're actually about. So those three elements are really powerful for me. And they're my key values that I operate in having conversations with my clients.
So someone wants to have these one of these coffee conversations, do they email you, ring you, jump on your website, send smoke signals, what do they do?
Okay, so they can go on my website and contact me that way. They can email me, john@peakconsultancy.com.au. They can call me, so it's in Australia, so +61. If you're international, I do take international calls. So in Australia, it's 0413-286-774. That's my number. And I'd love you to contact me. And I'm happy to have a conversation because conversations are great. We build relationships and the journey will unfold as it unfolds.
That sounds like a very sensible thing to do in the new year, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, because it's almost, for us, it's almost Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so, absolutely. But I'm happy to take calls and we can book appointments for the new year. So please call me, text me, email me, go to my website, and I'd love to touch base with you and build a relationship. It would be fun.
Fantastic, John. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure being with you today.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.